Hi, I'm Perry, and this is Chemist Corner. Hello, and welcome to Chemist Corner, the program dedicated to helping you become a better creator of cosmetic products. I'm Perry Romanowski. This is day two of our 30 Days to Become a Better Cosmetic Chemist series. In today's episode, we're going to turn our attention to cosmetic raw materials, specifically functional cosmetic raw materials. There are many ways to look at raw materials, but I prefer to categorize them by their purpose in the formula. Using this approach, there are only three categories of cosmetic raw materials. These include functional ingredients, aesthetic modifiers, and claims ingredients. That's it. Just three types of ingredients. Of the more than 15,000 raw materials available for cosmetics, they each fall into one of these three categories. Now, there is some overlap, and these categories can be divided up further, but as a chemistry student or formulator, it's helpful to know these main categories. The idea to look at cosmetic ingredients like this was inspired by the work biologists do in cladistics. That's the practice of grouping organisms based on similar characteristics. I was a biology major and always found it helpful to think about different animals and plants in terms of how they are related to each other. I thought the same would be helpful in learning for cosmetic raw materials. So in today's show, I'm going to focus on functional raw materials, but before doing that, let me cover the basic definition of each of the three main categories. The first category is functional ingredients. These are ingredients put into formulations to have an effect on the appearance or the feel of the consumer's skin or hair. You cannot make a useful cosmetic product without including at least one functional ingredient. Now, you could make an entire cosmetic product using just one functional ingredient, so in that way, functional ingredients are unique. A good example of a single ingredient cosmetic is a product like Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. It is a huge brand, and primary product is a tub of a single functional ingredient, petrolatum. Functional ingredients include cleansers, conditioning agents, colorants, fragrances, reactive ingredients, film formers, and drug actives. Every cosmetics you've ever used or made has at least one functional ingredient. Incidentally, functional ingredients are the ones that cosmetic chemists most want new raw material suppliers to make. Unfortunately, the number of significantly different functional ingredients has not really increased in many years. This probably is a result of the fact that it's really hard to create a really new functional ingredient. The most common and abundant type of cosmetic raw materials in a formulation are aesthetic modifiers. These are ingredients which help to make delivery of the functional ingredients more acceptable. They are the compounds that help the ingredients spread, dilute the ingredients, make them more stable, and improve the look and feel of the overall product. Things like solvents, thickeners, preservatives, pH adjusters, and more are considered aesthetic modifiers. When you look at the ingredient list of cosmetics, most of the ingredients will be aesthetic modifiers. Since these ingredients don't have any functional benefit to the consumers, formulators try to minimize the amount of aesthetic modifiers that they use. This helps keep the cost down and simplifies production. However, these ingredients do play a crucial role in the creation and experience of using a personal care product, so it's important for a formulator to have a thorough knowledge of what they do and how to use them. While people use cosmetics to improve the way their skin and hair looks and feels, this isn't the primary reason that they buy cosmetics. Consumers buy cosmetics for a wide variety of reasons, but one of the most important is because they like the story that the product tells. They like the packaging or the way the product looks and smells, and to help support the marketing story and the claims made about the product, formulators have to include claims ingredients, which is our third category. Claims ingredients, sometimes called fairy dust, are ingredients added to a formula at a low level for the primary purpose of listing the ingredient name on the label. This includes ingredients like natural extracts, vitamins, proteins, biotechnology, and fanciful made-up ingredient names. They are not put in the formulas to have any measurable effect, and almost invariably they don't. However, most consumers need a story to believe when they buy their cosmetics, so these ingredients help support the story. Brands that don't include claims ingredients are generally less successful in the marketplace. All right, that gives you an overview of all the different types of cosmetic raw materials. Let's look at functional ingredients in more detail. As I previously said, functional ingredients are those whose main purpose in the formula is to deliver a benefit to the consumer. They might have some secondary effect, like improving the feel of the product when it's applied or stabilizing the formula, but the primary reason functional ingredients are added is for the effect they have on skin, nails, or the hair. There are basically 7 types of functional ingredients, and we'll go through each of these next. Our first type of functional ingredient are cleansers. Cleansers are ingredients that help remove dirt and oil from the skin, hair, or nail surfaces. By removing things from these surfaces, you can make them look better. Typically, surfaces coated in dirt look less appealing than those that are perfectly clean. That's the function of cleansers. The most common types of cleaners are surfactants, but also things like exfoliants and solvents can clean surfaces. The next functional raw material type are conditioners. These ingredients actually change the way the skin or hair feels. Now, unlike cleansers, which are removed from surfaces, conditioners typically need to be left behind on the surface to have a significant effect. The most common type of conditioning ingredients are cationic surfactants, polymers, occlusive reagents, humectants, and emollients. Generally, conditioners are composed of hydrophobic molecules that make the surface feel more slippery, softer, and look more shiny. Colorants are the third functional ingredient category we'll consider. Now, these are ingredients that are used to impart color to the skin or hair surface. There are a wide range of molecules that can do this, including synthetic ingredients and ones derived from natural sources, including minerals, plants, and animals. Colorants are the most highly regulated of all cosmetic ingredients, and if you are formulating in the U.S., any colorant that you use must be approved by the FDA for such purposes. The EU and other regulatory agencies around the world have similar restrictions on the ingredients that can be used as colorants. Now, these extra restrictions were a result of legislation enacted to protect consumers from dangerous colorants that were formerly used in cosmetics. Colorants which contained lead, mercury, at toxic levels were frequently used by pre-regulation formulators. A number of consumers got sick, went blind, or even died from these toxic colorants, which prompted the creation of the FDA. Now cosmetics are much more safe than they used to be. Our fourth type of functional ingredients are fragrances. These ingredients are added to formulas for 2 reasons. From a functional standpoint, they are used to change the odor of any surface to which they're applied. It turns out that people have things that they like to smell better than human body odor. Fragrances are the main functional components of like colognes, perfumes, and body sprays. It should be noted that both colors and fragrances are frequently used as aesthetic modifier ingredients too. Fragrances are often added to formulations in order to cover the odor of the other chemicals in the product, and colorants are usually added to improve the appearance of the formulations. Without a colorant, many liquid formulas would be a dull yellow color, which is much less appealing to consumers. Film formers are the 5th category of functional ingredients. When used in hair products, these raw materials can change and hold the shape of hair. They are the main functional ingredient found in hair styling products like hair-holding sprays, gels, or putties. When used in skin products, they make a uniform film on the skin which can hold colors or sunscreens evenly on the surface. Film formers typically are polymeric materials and can be effective at really low levels. Our 6th category of functional ingredients are ones that I call reactive ingredients. While most cosmetics do not involve chemical reaction, there are some that do. Some chemicals are put on the hair to chemically break down the protein bonds holding hair strands together and then reformed to change the shape of hair. These are the main functional ingredients in chemical treatments like relaxers or perms. Other reactive ingredients are used to break down the hair's natural colorant, melanin, and replace it with a polymeric colorant. There are also reactive ingredients like dihydroxyacetone, or DHA, which can temporarily change the color of skin protein. And there are reactive raw materials that can be used to remove hair, such as functional ingredients in depilatories. The final category of functional raw materials are drug actives. Of course, this class of functional ingredients are technically not cosmetic products. If your product contains a drug active, then, at least in the US, it is a drug and not a cosmetic. However, numerous products are marketed as cosmetics. They use drug actives, so it makes sense to include them in this classification. Drug actives include ingredients that are sunscreens, antiperspirants, anti-dandruff, antibacterials, anti-cavities, skin lightening, anti-acne, and hair growth. Today's challenge. All right, there you have it. The 7 types of functional cosmetic ingredients. As you develop in your career as a formulator, it is helpful to think of any new raw material you come across in terms of its purpose for being included in the formula. Is the raw material a functional ingredient? Is it an aesthetic modifier? Or maybe it's a claims ingredient? To become a better cosmetic chemist, you need to know which ingredients are functional and which are not. In reality, of thousands of ingredients used in cosmetics, only a small percentage provide an actual functional benefit in the formula. For today's challenge, I thought it would be give you an exercise that will help you start to identify the types of raw materials that are in various formulations. So today I want you to go over to drugstore.com or Ulta.com or use 3 or 4 different cosmetic products and get the list of ingredients. Copy those lists into a spreadsheet and see if you can identify which of the raw materials are providing the main functional benefit in the formula. For example, let's look at the example of the Jergens Natural Glow Revitalizing Daily Moisture. This formula lists a whopping 31 ingredients, but how many of those are actually functional? That is to say, how many actually make this product work? But the first thing to consider when figuring out which are the functional ingredients is to determine what this product does. It is a moisturizer, so there will have to be some functional ingredients that moisturize the skin. It is also a product designed to change the color of skin, so there will have to be some type of functional ingredient to do that. So first, let's consider moisturizers. Now, this product has numerous conditioning ingredients or moisturizers. It includes glycerin, mineral oil, petrolatum, and dimethicone. There are other ingredients that could be moisturizers, but these really are the main ones. For changing the color of skin, this product incorporates erythritol. This is an ingredient that chemically reacts with skin protein to create a browning or oranging effect. This self-tanner ingredient is the functional ingredient for the color change. So there you have it. Of the 31 ingredients in this formula, only 5 actually are functional. The others are important, of course, but they are not having any significant impact on the functional benefit of the formula. All right, now it's your turn. Find 3 or 4 ingredient lists. Write down the main function of the product and see if you could identify which are the functional ingredients that provide the benefit. After you're done, go to the comments in the show notes and list the results of your exercise. First, list the product you looked at, the main functional claim, the ingredient list, and the ingredients that you think are the main functional ingredients. We'll look through them and see how you did. Well, that's today's program. Thank you so much for listening. In tomorrow's program, we're going to focus on formulation and specifically talk about some of the best formulation books available. If you have found this series helpful, please go to the comments section and leave a comment. Also, be sure to share it with your friends and colleagues. Don't forget to subscribe to us in iTunes or any other podcast playing service that you use. Also, be sure to give us a review on iTunes. This will help others find the show. If you found these podcasts helpful, please share it with anyone else that you know or who might be interested. You can also follow us on Twitter, I'm at Chemist Corner, and like us on Facebook. Additionally, we have a cosmetic science forum that I encourage everyone to sign up to and participate in discussions about cosmetic formulating. You can get lots of your questions answered right there. So thanks again for listening. I'm Perry Romanowski. Now, go make a difference.